Welcome to Your Career Podcast, the podcast that helps to ensure your career success. To start getting on track with your career, download my free career goals calendar from thecareersacademy.online. My goals calendar includes a SMART goals template and a weekly tasks sheet that will ensure step by step you get closer to reaching your career goals. So download my goals calendar today at thecareersacademy.online. Now on with the show.
Show up, be yourself, and you will win at life. So if there are listeners who are in transition and feeling that sense of who am I, what do I do now, embrace that awkward time and grab some books, grab some headphones and put on a few podcasts and listen to other people's stories so you don't feel so alienated and alone. I have gotten great comfort from listening to podcasts and listening to audiobooks when times are tough for me. And I always hear at least one thing, Jane, that snaps me back and says, okay, I'm good now.
Welcome to Jane Jackson Careers, a podcast that takes your career to the next level. Here's your host, Jane Jackson, author of Amazon Careers bestseller, Navigating Career Crossroads.
Welcome back to my careers podcast, where I interview fascinating professionals who've made amazing career changes and are leaders in their field. Now, I have got the most amazing lady today because I found her online. She's interviewed me on her podcast, which is called Play Your Position, which is really just such a great angle with sports as well as careers. But Mary Lou Kayser, she is a best-selling author, entrepreneur, podcast host, and consultant who helps people effectively navigate change in the 21st century. It's not uncommon for people to feel smarter, more powerful, and excited about who they are and the value they bring to the world after working with Mary Lou. She is specifically on a mission to end booklessness for high-performing thought leaders who are simply too busy to write their books themselves and value partnering with an expert like Mary Lou to get their books done the right way. In an accelerated climate of new challenges, opportunities, and constant change, Mary Lou is a trusted advisor to individuals and organizations who understand things are different today and don't want to get left behind. So let's find out what Mary Lou is all about, how she became this best-selling author, entrepreneur, and podcast host. And so welcome to the show, Mary Lou.
Thank you, Jane. Thanks for having me.
It's such a pleasure to have you on the show, and I'm really delighted. And so it's morning here in Sydney, Australia, and you're over in Portland, Oregon. So it must be late at night.
It's actually 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, 5 o'clock in the evening. But isn't technology wonderful that we can leverage it? I'm able to look at you in your beautiful office, and I'm over here in Sydney. But let's kick this off with your career journey, Mary Lou. Can you tell us a little bit about what your career aspirations were when you were a little girl?
Yes. When I was a little girl, Jane, I wanted to be two things. I wanted to be a teacher, and I wanted to be a writer. And funny thing, both of those came true. I remember when I was 5 years old, I loved to play school with my stuffed animals, and both of my parents were teachers, and I grew up in a time when we used to have that mimeograph, the purple carbon copies to make handouts, and my dad had reams of carbon copy sheets, and so I would make up tests for my animals and pretend that I was distributing tests, and then I would take the tests for different animals and make sure some of them got 100% and some of them got only a few right, and then I'd have to correct them and talk to them, and I just had so much fun doing that. And over the years, I just never lost my love for learning, for the school system, for helping people learn. And when I got out of college, I went the corporate way for a little while and discovered that really wasn't a good fit for me. So I got my teaching credentials and was hired on, here in the States we call secondary school high school, So I got a really great position teaching English at the high school level. And then later on, I was able to teach at the college level for about 5 years as well. And then after that ran its course, that's when I made the leap into full-time entrepreneurship. And it's been 12 years since, and I've loved every minute of it.
Oh, how fantastic. How interesting. And I do remember those carbon copies and how my fingers would get so black. It was a long, long time ago though, wasn't it? But so much fun. So really, your aspirations from when you were a little girl through to you starting your career, they came true. You became a teacher, high school teacher, college teacher as well. And so that must have been really rewarding, because at that time you're obviously imparting a lot of knowledge, encouraging young minds, helping people to grow. And so what was the catalyst to make you leave the teaching profession and become an entrepreneur? What was in your mind?
Well, there were a couple of things that were happening. First of all, I've always been entrepreneurial as well. I remember as a girl, my parents had a huge thicket of raspberry bushes, and we would pick quarts and quarts of raspberries. And I would take, again, here in the States, we have these cardboard green cardboard baskets that hold about a cup and a half to 2 cups of berries. And I would take those down to the main street in the village I grew up in, and I would sell them, and people would buy them because they were fresh raspberries, and who doesn't like fresh raspberries? So in the back of my mind, and I guess in my spirit, I've always done things differently. When I was teaching, I never taught the way my colleagues did. I was always innovating. I was always going off script, if you will. I would follow the curriculum loosely, but I would bring in my own touch. So I was always audience centered. And so the catalyst to me leaving teaching was this: the college I was working for was, this was in 2005. And that was right before, we were only about 18 months away from the economic collapse, and the college was in trouble. And I could tell from what I was hearing in faculty meetings that they were going to start doing some things that I felt compromised the student body. And philosophically, I just didn't feel good about going into the classroom knowing what I knew and not being able to talk about it. And so it just was a good time for me to resign and go full tilt with a business I had at the time that was doing really well, quite frankly. It was when I was building on the side, and I just went into it full time. It was in the health and wellness industry. But then when the economy collapsed, that sent all of us into a tailspin. I lost 65% of my business overnight and had to reinvent myself. And that's when I discovered the internet, the way we knew it then. And it seems very different today, doesn't it? It's evolved so much in a short period of time. But I self-taught myself WordPress, building websites, how to use social media for the right reasons, how to connect with people like yourself, build relationships. And during the last 12 years, my business has gone through several iterations to where I am today, which is where I have belonged all along. It just took me a while to get here.
It's so true. I mean, most of us have about 10 different roles in our careers, sometimes even more. But it sounds like you naturally have that entrepreneurial spirit within you, so that even when you were teaching, you had a side project. And that's something that I think is such an important idea to really build upon, because while you're working full time, if you have a side project that you're really passionate about, fantastic, because you can test the waters. Unfortunately, economic conditions sometimes are out of our hands. So, you know, with the global financial crisis, of course, I think that affected absolutely all of us. And it really made it so important for us to be able to reinvent and think, okay, what else can we do? And so you found your niche now with designing websites, helping people with their social media, building those, you know, networking and building the relationships. And when did you start writing books? Because there are two books that, you know, one is a children's book, If Today Was a Shape, and the other one is a business book, which is Personal Branding Secrets for Beginners. Which book came first, and when did they happen?
So what happened was I was learning to build websites. I was getting business because small businesses locally were needing help. Most people I've discovered do not understand or want to understand technology. They just want it to work for them. And I have one of those, one of my superpowers, if you will, is I'm a bridge between technology and the average person who just wants something to work for them, whether it's a marketing funnel or a piece of web copy or a full-on book. They want that to happen, but all these platforms that we now rely on are intimidating to, again, I have discovered the majority of people. So building websites and the social media side of things was all well and good, but it drained me because it was not my passion. It was a way to make some money and get out of the hole of the global financial crisis. But it was around 2010, I attended a seminar here in Portland and discovered what Amazon was up to with their self-publishing platform. And the bells just went off for me. I thought, that's it. That's the direction I could marry my passion and experience working with English, with writing, with emerging writers, with established writers, with books, with, I could marry that with technology. And so as an experiment, I wrote and self-published Personal Branding Secrets for Beginners as a digital edition in 2011. The children's book came after that when my daughter turned 17. She and her best friend at the time had written a book for their chemistry teacher called The Lonely Electron. And it was their way of demonstrating to him they understood the principles of chemistry. It was fantastic, Jane. I was so impressed with it. They hand drew it. They went to a local, one of these, you know, mailbox places and had it stapled together, and they gave him the book. But again, the bells went off and I thought, I could have this made into a digital book and put it on Amazon and give it to my daughter for her 17th birthday. So that process got me excited about writing my own children's book, because The Lonely Electron, you can find it on Amazon. People liked it. And so I love to write poems. I've always played with language. And so I was coming out of a grocery store one afternoon, and the poem of the, Today Was a Shape just came to me. And I remember sitting in my car and scribbling it out on a receipt. And then I went home and I typed it up. And then I went on to Fiverr, which I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with. Great place to outsource. It's for the lean entrepreneur. I found an artist. I submitted my project to her. I said, could you make this book come to life? And she did, and it was fantastic. And so that is only available digitally at this time. I do have plans at some point to get it made into one of those board books, the little square board books that little kids love to, you know, their chubby little hands will wrap around. my kids loved books like that when they were little. I just haven't gotten around to doing it yet, but that's how it came about.
Yeah. Oh, that, I mean, isn't it incredible with technology, what we can do now, and everything that seems so hard and laborious in the past with a flick of a switch? Well, mind you, you still need to have the talent and, you know, you need to have that creative ability, but actually getting it done, getting stuff done is so much easier. And you mentioned Fiverr and being able to outsource to these sites where you can get things done really affordably. It's given everyone the opportunity, despite the challenges they have maybe with a career and getting another job, or how do I build my business? Everything is possible as long as you've got good internet connection and you understand how to use the technology. So if today was a shape, I love the name of that book. I just love it. If today was a shape, everybody don't forget that one. What about, so with the Personal Branding Secrets for Success, and so you say that's available as an ebook. Is this something that you may be turning into a paperback book too soon?
Oh, Personal Branding Secrets for Beginners is a paperback.
Ah, it is already. Wonderful.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. It is a paperback.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And so leading on from that, knowing that, you know, you're an author, you're an entrepreneur, you're a podcast host now. What are the services that you provide to your clients as an entrepreneur? Because I know it's helping them with their books, but specifically, what is it that you do?
Yes. Yeah, so a typical process, if you will, is somebody wants to write a book, they're extraordinarily busy, and or they just don't know what to do. Because as you know, Jane, you are a published author, and you've talked many times about this with several guests, writing a book is hard. It requires a commitment of time. It requires planning. It requires thinking through what do you want to say and making sure it's all organized and it makes sense and there's an audience that needs to be considered and so on and so forth. So my process involves, we start off with getting to know each other and figuring out what is it that you want to say? What is your big message? What is your thought leadership? Do you have a system? Do you have something that you've been doing your whole life that you just want to make sure you capture it in pages? And through that process, I discover what the scope of the project looks like. And then there's three main phases. There's the initial phase, which is where we just get everything out on the table from, I mean, nothing is sacred. Everything goes. And that can last, if I'm in person with somebody, we basically go into a boardroom and close the door for 2 days, roll up our sleeves, and we got big paper on the wall and markers, and it's just a process of co-creating this vision. And then at that point, if someone wants to just go write their book on their own, they can. They've got the roadmap in front of them. However, what I have found is about a month later or even sooner, I get the call, hey, do you happen to do ghostwriting or any kind of writing? And so that would be my main piece is I will take what they want to do and I will do the heavy lifting. I'll do the writing with a consultation, of course, with them. And then we get a manuscript in place. And then I have an editor that I work with. And she and I then collaborate on all those things you need to make sure are in place, from spelling to word choice to organization and such. And then the back end of it is getting it loaded up onto all the platforms for worldwide distribution. There's also cover work involved and getting a foreword written, or if you have people that you want to write those little blurbs like, Jane Jackson's book is phenomenal because it, you know, you reach out to the thought leaders who can be on your book. All of that's part of it. And then we do a launch party, book launch party. And then from there, now you've got your books.
How amazing is that? And do you work with people all over the world, or do you focus predominantly in the Portland, Oregon area?
I work with as long as you can speak English, because unfortunately, I am not a multilingual person. That's one thing I do wish I had done. But the good news is a lot of high-performing professionals do speak English. So yes, I can work with anybody anywhere because of the internet.
Yeah. And with the big launch party, are they physical parties in, you know, like a hotel or in a bookstore, or do you do them virtually? How do you organize the launches?
It depends on the person. I've done both. Typically, but what I'm finding people like is a Facebook book launch party where For the last book that I did with a client, we spent the entire day on Facebook and we had promoted it for a couple of weeks ahead of time so people knew it was coming. And we just invited people to come on and talk about, you know, we had little questions and it was really, really fun. And by the end of the day, what our goal was to get at least 25 reviews on Amazon. And we exceeded that. So that was part of it. We had a couple of giveaways. We had just a lot of fun, you know, talking about what we did and how she came up with the idea. And, you know, now with Facebook Live, you could actually do it like that. I mean, there's so many ways you can leverage technology and not add the expense of renting out a restaurant or a hotel room. However, another client that I worked with in Texas, she did a local book launch party. I had a conflict. I was unable to attend, but you know, she had it catered, she had wine, and it was a big hit and a lot of fun. You know, you do book signing and people can buy a copy and you can talk about it and it's neat.
Yeah. Actually, I think probably a combination of both would be fabulous because with all of these live video streaming now on Twitter, on Facebook, it's made it so easy to reach such a wide audience. But I have to admit that I'm just thinking about back to my own book launch a few years ago when I published Navigating Career Crossroads. And because it's all about career transition and people feeling a little bit confused and afraid, I was so excited because I found in Sydney this one venue called The Rabbit Hole. And it was a bar come restaurant, and you went down the stairs in order to get there. And part of my speech during the book launch, and it was lovely. We had about, 70 people attend, and so it was fun. But in my speech, it was, you know, when you're going through transition, it can seem a bit dark and scary, and you don't know which way to turn, like you're in a rabbit hole. So the metaphor was quite good. But certainly, to reach more people, leveraging Facebook Live is amazing. So what you do, Mary Lou, it really is end-to-end publishing, from the initial consultation with an author who's got a brilliant idea and their thought leadership, to actually getting it down on paper or audio or whatever it might be, to getting it published on Amazon and all of the other distribution channels, and the ongoing publicity too.
Right. One of the things that I offer, and again on the back end, is if they want to continue to work with me, we can look at what that could look like in terms of ongoing publicity. And the other benefit of working with me is I put them on my podcast. So at the end, when we launch the book, then they come on. And my current client was a guest on my podcast previously, but I don't have a problem bringing him back on and saying, all right, now we've got something more to talk about because you've just launched your first book. And it's just, I never knew how much joy seeing somebody get a book published was going to bring me. I know what joy brought myself. When I got my first box of Personal Branding Secrets books, I was jumping around, dancing. My son came up, Mom, what's going on? I'm like, look at my book. And it's still, even in this high-tech world of ours, having your own book is still really special.
Yeah. Oh, it is. And you know, it does take so much work. And I've mentioned before, about the kill me now moment when you're writing the book and you're thinking, why am I doing this? I would rather be going to the beach or I would rather be doing my laundry. It gets to that stage when really because you've got to write a certain number of words every day, otherwise you never end up finishing the book, do you? So it really is such an achievement. And I think for you to help people to make people's dreams come true. Mm-hmm. You know, what a great business. I can't think of a better way or a better reason to become an entrepreneur. Now I want to move on to your podcast, Mary Lou, because that's really interesting. And I love being interviewed on your podcast recently too. And I had such a good laugh because I'll have to tell everybody, Mary Lou's podcast called Play Your Position had me a little bit confused because I know nothing about football, rugby, soccer, whatever it is, okay? And her podcast is all about empowering people and their careers as well, but from the metaphor of sport. So tell us about Play Your Position podcast and why. Why, Mary Lou?
So the Play Your Position podcast started as a passion project because I had just come out of a pretty dark time in my life, and I had stopped playing my position. It's a metaphor for showing up and being myself. I was trying to be somebody else. I went through a divorce. I was trying to figure out how to navigate my new life as a single mom. And podcasting was just beginning to emerge. And I've always loved audio and I've always loved people. And so selfishly, I thought, what a great way to just chat with people. I figured a sports metaphor was apropos because I am a huge American football fan. I love all sports, quite frankly, but American football is at the top of my list. And so I just used elements of the football game to frame the questions that I ask my guests, like you experienced. So at the beginning of the show, like at the beginning of a football game, we have kickoff. And then during a football game, As the offensive team moves the ball down towards the end zone where the touchdown is scored, the referees are moving the chains that measure their progress. And so that's the middle messy part of the game. It's also the middle messy part of life and business and careers. And then at the end, we have touchdown, which is the big win. It's that achievement. And so my guests all share something that was that the game-winning touchdown for them. It could be something monumental, like you mentioned, becoming a published author. huge touchdown. It could be small, like, hey, I got up today and I made progress on my business. And that, for some people, is a big win. So there's no right or wrong answer. It's really about the conversation and sharing in this messiness of life, the ups and downs, the you know, grass stains on our knees because we got knocked down, and just getting back up again and saying, you know what, I'm making forward progress. It's okay. I've got my big vision, and I've just had a ball. I met people like you. It has opened so many doors for me, and I think it's also made me a better person. I feel a lot more compassionate, and I've definitely been humbled by the talent and the experiences that my guests have shared with me.
Mm. I think it's always through that vulnerability and going through a major transition that we're able to transform ourselves as well. I mean, it's interesting that you said you're going through a dark time in your life and you needed to really transform and take control of yourself and play the position as you're supposed to. Yeah.
Right.
A little bit of, I'm going to use a little sporting and, time out, a little bit of time out to think and then reinvent as well. So good on you, because the podcast that you've created is honestly, it's so good. The way that you interview people is really quite inspiring. And I just laughed halfway through our interview, didn't you?
We had so much fun.
I know. I was thinking, I don't know what she's talking about with the end zone and the halftime and whatever it was. But anyway, I called time out and I got on top of it. So that's the important
thing. You did. It was awesome.
Now, because you've got so many strings to your bow, Mary Lou, tell me, what would you say are the challenges that you experience as an entrepreneur?
I think it's like, I've heard it said by many of my guests that managing the things we need to manage today from a systems point of view can really drain me. For example, I was talking with one of my accountability partners this morning, and we were both lamenting how we have neglected our websites and some of our lead generation funnels, if you will, because the way you play the game today is you've got to keep things fresh and updated, but there's only so much that one person can do. So I have outsourced help for editing and producing my podcast now, which has been a huge relief. But my next big goal is to have a personal assistant, somebody who can take over managing my social media and making sure that I'm on brand, I'm on target, they're following some kind of calendar. I just don't have time for that. It's like, I think you brought this up, Michael Gerber's The E-Myth. We can't be working in our businesses. We need to be working on them. I need to be delivering, you know, books that I'm writing for people. I need to be out meeting people. I need to be doing those kinds of things. And then, of course, interviewing folks for my podcast. I just don't have time to do everything. And I think as an entrepreneur, we do wear many hats. I'm my marketing department. I'm my financial department. I'm my human resources department. I'm the CEO. I'm the janitor. I'm everything. You know, and you do get to a point when business starts to pick up where I've looked around and thought, okay, what can I delegate? That's been a skill that I've had to develop. And it's a challenge because, again, like a lot of entrepreneurs, we pride ourselves on being really good at what we do, but you can't be good at everything. It's like, again, going back to my podcast, play your position. If you're the quarterback, play the quarterback. Yes. Once in a while, you might have to run the ball like a running back. Sometimes you're going to have to push somebody down like a D-line. Sometimes you're going to have to coach another player on the team. But primarily, play your position, and that's it. Delegate the rest.
Wise advice, because to be quite honest, most entrepreneurs, when they start out, they do everything themselves. And then they realize, oh, I'm getting quite successful at this. I'm so busy. I'm busy delivering, you know, doing what you really love to do. But the problem is running any business, there's everything else as well. And unless you have ongoing marketing and sales, or else you get your admin done, or when tech tax time. You better have all of your accounts up to date. Mm-hmm. And so there are numerous things that could or should be outsourced as well. And you got to play, exactly as you say, play your position, play to your strengths mm-hmm. as well. For me, when it comes to finance, I'd much rather have my bookkeeper, who's lovely. She keeps me on track. My tax accountant goes, okay, this quarter, did you make budget? If not, what are you going to do about it, Jane? And then you think, okay, well, then I need a few more marketing efforts, or there's something else that you could do as well. And just like I deliver, I really enjoy delivering. I love interviewing people. I love coaching. All the rest, it's so much better to have either an automated system or else outsource it. And these days, through technology, outsourcing is not so hard, is it?
It's not. It's not, but it's like anything else. You're hiring somebody who's going to be a part of your brand, and social media is front and center. So when I get to that point, I want to make sure that the person I do bring on into my world is going to be representing me the best that he or she can. So it's a process.
Oh, definitely. And so what next for Mary Lou Kayser?
What next? Well, I am leaving on vacation in 5 days. It's my annual vacation, and I take 3 weeks and I fly to the East Coast of the United States to a summer home that my family's had for almost 50 years. It's on a lake, and I kayak and I swim and I drink wine and I eat and I completely recharge, so that when I come back, I can continue on with the books that I'm working on, and also looking ahead to the fall, which is a busy season. I know for you down under, you're looking at the spring when we get into September and October. And for us, it's the fall, but it's a busy time. And so I'm delivering a workshop on personal branding to a company down in Texas. I'm excited about that. And lots of little projects that are starting to crop up, and I am looking forward to my vacation.
Well, I think, you know what, most of us, especially entrepreneurs, they don't budget holiday time, vacation time into their year. And you know what I did this year was like, you know what, if I don't decide on a good chunk of time for holiday, it's just not going to happen, because you end up getting work and you think, oh, I'm too busy to get away. And so 7 months ago, I booked 3 weeks in September, and I'm actually doing something similar to you, although we're going from the West Coast of America over to the East Coast of America. So that's going to be really fun. And I haven't had 3 weeks off for a long time. Normally it's 10 days or, you know, a short golfing trip here or there. But I think 3 weeks is a good amount of time to truly recharge, reconnect with, you know, your family or your friends, and just travel and see a few new cities, which is going to be really, really good fun. And for you being on a lake, I envy you there. So now, just before we wind up, because I'd love to talk to you for ages and ages, what would you say, Mary Lou, are your top three tips for success?
Top three tips for success. Well, for me, and for a lot of people I've worked with over the years, number one is write in a journal. Take the time to put pen to paper and get what's in your head out. It doesn't matter if it's messy. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's really for you. That's it. Nobody's going to read it. You can burn it when it's over. I mean, it's just that the process of writing cannot be overstated, and how valuable it is. So that would be tip number one. Tip number two is my tagline: show up, be yourself, and you will win at life. So if there are listeners who are in transition and feeling that sense of who am I, what do I do now, embrace that awkward time and grab some books, grab some headphones and put on a few podcasts and listen to other people's stories, so you don't feel so alienated and alone. I have gotten great comfort from listening to podcasts and listening to audiobooks when times are tough for me. And I always hear at least one thing, Jane, that snaps me back and says, okay, I'm good now. And then I guess the third thing would be is you need to take time off. I'm a huge advocate of recess. go away and unplug. Stop your normal routine. If you can, do 2 to 3 weeks. I don't understand why people just think working all the time is good. It's not. You'll actually get more done after taking a vacation than if you stayed home and kept working. So I would encourage listeners to take a break, and it doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to leave your country or even your state. It could just be get away from your home and see something else for a little while. So those would be my three. Write in a journal, listen to books and podcasts to connect, and take a break.
I think those definitely are wise words, because it really is to do with self-care. And that seems to be, you know, really top on your priority list, because work, yes. work is, yes, okay, of course we need to do that. But if we don't practice self-care, I know quite a number of entrepreneurs who have just burnt themselves out, because when it is your own business, you tend to continue working. And yeah, scheduling that time to go away and recharge and just look at things from a new perspective is so important. So I hope you have a wonderful time, Mary Lou. It sounds like it's very well deserved. And now tell people, where can they find you if they want to find out more about what you can do for them?
Yes. So you can visit my main website, which is my marylloukayser.com, MarylouKayser.com. And my blog is on there, and there's a link to my podcast. However, if you want to just jump on over to my podcast, you can go to pyppodcast.com, and you'll see Jane's episode there, and you can listen to any episode you want right from your computer and learn more about me. And of course, if you are interested in my books, they are available on Amazon, and would love to know if anything struck your fancy today. Shoot me an email. You can reach me right through my website. There's an email me tab on the nav bar, and I love hearing from people. Even if just what I shared today inspired you or got you thinking about an idea, would love to hear from you.
And without a doubt. And so what I'll do is I'll have all of your links, Mary Lou, on my website on janejacksoncoach.com. So we can find Mary Lou at marylloukayser.com. You can follow Mary Lou on Mary Lou Kayser on Twitter as well. And I'll put that link there up on my show notes too. So thank you so much for your time, Mary Lou. It's been such a pleasure talking to you, and you've been such an inspiration too.
Well, right back at you, Jane. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
If you'd like to find out how coaching can help you, visit janejacksoncoach.com, where not only will you be able to listen to other fascinating interviews from professionals who've made amazing career changes, you'll also be able to download some free ebooks and guides on how to manage your career effectively.
You've been listening to Jane Jackson Careers. Sign up to receive regular career advice at janejacksoncoach.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Your Career Podcast, I invite you to check out my career success program at thecareersacademy.online. The Career Success Program is the original program that uniquely provides 24/7 on-demand career support and fortnightly live career coaching sessions to keep you on track to reach your career goals. It is the essential resource for anyone who wants to manage their career effectively, make a career change, and land the job they'll love. Whether you're in exploration mode or seeking a new career direction and need help to make it a reality, the Career Success Program is for you. Not only do you get access to my step-by-step roadmap to navigate your career crossroads, my extensive training library and exclusive members-only discounts and tools, you'll also become part of my supportive community of professionals who will help you with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All this and more makes the Career Success Program the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow their career. Check it out and join me at thecareersacademy.online.